I'm here talking with Caroline Quigley about the Accounts Commission's report, Roles and Working Relationships, which looks at councillors and officers. Caroline, part of this report is about governance. Can you explain what you mean by this?
Yeah, governance, quite simply, is about the processes and systems, the cultures and values of an organisation, and this also applies to councils. It's about making sure they're doing the right things in the right way.
Can you give examples of what this covers?
It basically covers the processes that set out how councils do their business. So this would include standing orders and schemes of delegation, protocols. It covers things like working relationships, how people will engage with each other and how they're trained and developed to do their job.
What are the benefits of good governance?
Good governance leads to good management, good performance, good financial stewardship and overall good outcomes for local people. It provides a foundation for good working practices, professional behaviour and conduct, and as we highlight in our report, it provides the foundation for good working relationships, which in turn help to ensure good performance.
And in contrast, what can happen without good governance processes and systems in place? What are the risks?
Well, there's a risk that there are not clear processes and systems that detail how councils do business, which could lead to confusion amongst councillors and officers about their distinctive roles and responsibilities and working practices. Governance provides the structures within councils, and without that there's a risk that they wouldn't perform well, and it would be difficult just to know what the roles and responsibilities are, and overall working practices would suffer.
And what did you find in the audit work on this?
We found that overall most councils have up-to-date governance arrangements in place, but that more work is needed to ensure that these are fit for purpose and relevant to local circumstances. So, for example, local councillor officer protocols, which build on the councillor's code of conduct protocol, would set out who does what, when and how within the local context. We did find that schemes of delegation could be used more to explain and clarify the roles of statutory officers, and we also found that while most councils have adopted the code of conduct as set out in the councillor's code of conduct, more work needs to be done to ensure that the principles are embedded in daily working practices.
What's your recommendations on this?
We recommend that councils take action now to review their governance arrangements and ensure key documents like the standing orders and schemes of delegation are up to date and relevant. And we recommend that councils consider developing local councillor and officer and multi-member ward protocols to help them understand roles and responsibilities, particularly in the challenging times ahead. And we recommend that councils follow good practice recommendations and produce an annual governance statement within their final accounts to increase transparency and identify common areas for improvement.
Caroline, thanks very much.